Disappointment. I'm not going to say it's a point drop. We have a point on the board tonight that we didn't have before the game. But, you know, the overriding feeling is one of feeling proud of the lads who went out and put on a real big shift out there tonight, Tom. I thought, you know, they were outstanding. Yeah, we're disappointed. We didn't see the game out. Very disappointed, especially with the two goals we conceded. But listen, it's a learning. It's a learning curve for a lot of these lads, and hopefully we take those learnings.
Mm. Almost 8 minutes played into of injury time. I know you were a little bit annoyed with that. You spoke to the ref afterwards about it, did you?
Yeah, listen, disappointed. I didn't know where. I know Hughie might have been down. Maybe might have been a minute. But when Michael kicked the lads free over the bar, it was three up. It was seven and a half gone, and I felt that the game was going to be blown up at that stage. But listen, you played till the final whistle, Tom, and you know, we didn't. We allowed James Durkin to go through, and you know, I know the shot was half blocked, but it ended up in the back of the net, and that's disappointing. But listen, there's a point on the board, and we take the positives, and we move on now to Navan next Sunday.
Yeah, you had lost to Ryan McHugh and Neil McGee to injury at that stage as well. Obviously, their experience missing a hood of defence.
Yeah, listen, exactly. And as I said to the lads inside, you know, it's a learning curve. There was a lot of young lads on the field in that last 10 minutes. If you look at, you know, Pather Mogan, Conor Donald had started and were still there, and you know, they were making their debuts. You look at Jack McKelvey coming off the bench, you look at Andy McLean coming in there, and I think there's somebody else. I think we'd put five debutants on the pitch in that last 10 minutes. So listen, it's a learning curve, a learning experience, but we've got to take learnings from it.
Mm. Reflecting on the game, I suppose, two up at half time, you'll be a little disappointed with that, because you kicked something eight wides and maybe five or six balls into the keeper.
Yeah, listen, there was a breeze there in that first half. It was a bit stronger in the first half, and you know, we should have been more up. I thought we probably should have been 5-6 up. We did kick 8 wides, and I think 6 into the keeper's hand. That's disappointing. But you know, the one thing about the lads, they gave it everything. The 20 lads who were used out there this evening really put in a massive shift, and you know, for most of that game I felt we were the better side, to be quite honest. And sometimes you don't get what you deserve in football, and listen, we got a point this evening, we'll take that, and we'll move on now to Meath.
Yeah, as you say, Owen Bond back tonight. You kept that quiet.
Yeah, great to see Owen's been on the pitch now for the last maybe 3 weeks with us, and really showing up well, and came through that very, very well this evening. And that's been a brilliant plus for us, to be quite honest, especially with the number of players that have been out. But no, delighted to see Owen Bond back, and I know he made a telling contribution there this evening too.
And probably started Neil McGee a little earlier than you probably had intended, but the injuries probably forced that, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So we had to be careful, and you know, Neil again has been training well, and you know, he looked sharp out there in fairness, and he picked up a knock. We probably thought we'd get 45, 50 minutes. I think that's probably maybe slightly more we got out of him, but no. We've got to get him out on the pitch. As I say, it's Division 1, it's an unforgiving place, Tom, and as I say, we've got to move on now and try and get the 2 points that's going to be on offer down in Navan next Sunday.
Yeah. Well, Neil's injury, what's the extent of it?
I haven't spoken to the medical side. There's three or four lads in there.
Ryan McHugh and Keelan McGonigal came off, I think, limping as well.
Exactly, so we'll just wait and see now what the medical report is on them, and we'll assess it later on.
Yeah, so Navan next week, obviously 2 points is the target again.
Yeah, listen, any game you go out in, the points are not going to be easy got, Tom. We know that, and as I say, we found that out there this evening. But as I say, we'll move on to Navan, and yeah, our target will be 2 points. We had three very good matches against Meath last year in Division 2, and I can't see any change next Sunday. It's going to be a hard physical match, and we've got to be right up there, and another big performance required.